I think everybody can agree collectively that the world needs more kindness. We need more small acts of kindness to create a ripple effect, to create a better world in whole. So today I'm joined with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Stevens, on a Zoom call. So you'll have to excuse the audio quality here, so still work in progress. But today we're going to be talking about three subcategories: your family, friends, your love relationship, and also the one most important relationship, the relationship with yourself. How to be kind with all three people in those subcategories. Trust me, you do not want to miss today's episode. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and cue the introduction. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And this week, we are recording episode 31. And as always, I am joined with my lovely, beautiful, and a few states away co-host, Kristen Stevens.
Hi, everybody.
We are very excited for you guys to join us as we continue on this mini-series on our chapter of love. And now, if you guys can hear a little bit of difference in our audio here, Kristen is actually back in Kentucky this weekend joining us on a Zoom meeting here. So something different, but I know a lot of you guys have asked, you know, where she was a couple episodes ago. And I was really heartbroken because I figured you guys just wanted to spend an episode with me alone, but I get it.
People ask where I was.
There were a few members of our listenership that did ask. So.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah, I did not tell you that just because I was saving that reaction for the show.
Well, so, that makes me feel great.
Absolutely. So we were talking about diving into the one of the most popular verses in the Bible from 1 Corinthians. And so we're going to break that up in love is patient, love is kind, and love holds no records of wrong. So last week we talked about love is patient, and then we broke that down in three subcategories and what that might look like with your family, friends, with your romantic relationship, your partner, and most importantly, with yourself. So today we're going to stick with that format and we're going to talk about what it looks like to be kind through the lens of love. So the one thing I'm very excited to talk about today is because kindness is something that we really, really need in today's world. And I think even with the last year and the pandemic and everything that we're going through, you know, I think we need kindness even more so than we ever have.
Absolutely.
Actually, we're doing this Zoom meeting here on video call, and Kristen's just kind of like chilling on her laptop. So, yeah. So.
Did you guys know that elementary schools right now are actually celebrating Kindness Month?
Okay. So, hey, why don't you speak a little bit more about that? What does that look like exactly?
So, well, I mean, for my school, our guidance counselor, actually, she gives out, well, virtually this year, obviously, right. But she did it's a kindness choice board.
Okay.
And it has different options for kids to choose from to do certain kind acts of kindness each week. So ranges from everything from, you know, sharing a pencil to giving someone a compliment. So it's just ways to encourage school-age children to be a little bit more kind and a little bit more considerate of other people.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And I think the world, even like I said, yeah, even more so now needs, you know, not big kinds of acne. So, you know, a lot of people, they're like, you know, we really need a lot of, like, we need to do big things. But I think just doing the little things matters the most.
They go a long way.
Yeah, they create kind of like a ripple effect, you know. And so before I jumped on to this recording here, we looked up the definition of kindness. And kindness is defined as the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. So when we were talking about our friends and family, you know, what does that really look like? And like Kristen was talking about, you know, even like, you know, sharing a pencil, something very small, you know, what kinds of acne that you can do to be more caring in your relationship with your friends and family. So the one thing I was kind of thinking about too is my family. I love my family, I really do. But the one thing that we can work on is time management. so if you really think about it, like being considerate for like other people's time and showing up on time for like family events and get-togethers, I mean, that's just a small thing, but a lot of people, if you really take that in consideration, like you're showing up 5-10 minutes early, you know, that's just showing that you are you're living in tension and you do care about that prior obligation, that get together.
And also just offering to go a little extra, you know, say we're going to get together with your family, for example, you know, we ask, can we bring a dish? And then once you get there, hey, can I help you with anything? Can I help you clean up? Can I help you set up?
Yeah, exactly. Going one step further. And, you know, we've all heard of the old saying, you know, going the extra mile. And, you know, what an amazing act of kindness to go the extra mile. Again, you know, making sure you're showing up on time and, you know, bringing a dish and then, you know, helping with cleanup and go the extra mile. And a lot of people, they don't think it's a lot, but I think just little acts of kindness like that goes a long way.
Something that my school does when a faculty member has a baby, mm-hmm. is people sign up for what they call a meal train, where that we all, like not all, but volunteers sign up to cook a dish and bring it to the new mother and her family so that they don't have to worry about cooking. It's just something small that you can do to be considerate and show that you're there for them and support them and try to make their life a little bit easier. So just anything like that, just something small that you can do if you know someone is going through a little bit of things, or that they're extra hectic, their life is extra hectic, you know, offering to bring over dinner, offering to drive their kids to soccer practice, something like that.
Right. And, you know, here's the thing, like, you know, things could be going well for us. Things could be going well for you. But yet, you know, it's not, you know, picture perfect in everybody's lives. And I know that, you know, there are people out there struggling, and, you know, just lending an ear and just being there for emotional support goes a long way. You know, people, when we talk about being kind and, you know, helping out others, the first thing they think about is like dollar signs over their head, like,
right.
how much should I donate, or how much should I give? And it's like, you know, it's not a monetary value. It's just your own time and being there. I have actually a friend, his brother has gone through some sort of a hardship with his romantic relationship. And, you know, sometimes you just need to be there for them and just talk to them and work through them. And, you know, just because, you know, my goodness, what a difference does it make to know that you have a friend or a family member there that's going to be there for you through, you know, that sort of a difficult season. So when we look at family and friends, and now let's actually look at the friends piece here. So, you know, when you're going the extra mile helping a friend out, you know, what does that look like? You know, maybe someone just needs a ride to work, or, you know, again, you know, just being there to support them emotionally. You know, I cannot tell you how many times that I thought I found, you know, a good friend, and then they just kind of like walk out in your life. And, you know, especially you notice that, you know, when you're going through like difficult times too. I mean, you can always find people, and I promise you, and I know a lot of you guys are listening to this and can agree, like you can always find friends when you're doing incredibly successful in your life. You know, you could be making all this money, you could be living in this nice house, you can be, you know, achieving such great accomplishments, but when you're down and out, it's very hard to find, you know, that one true friend that's there for you, that has your back. And those are good people. And those are people that you want to be in your top five, as what I've said before, or, you know, in your corner pocket, because those are the people that are going to be there, you know, when you're high up on the mountain, and then, you know, even when you're in your deep low valleys.
I think I'd like to jump in there on that.
Sure.
You know, and I think one thing about being a good friend is, you know, to your point, yes, you know, when they're going through something, you really need to be there for them. Absolutely. But I think one way that friends kind of get neglected a little bit is if you assume everything's going fine and you just kind of reserve your acts of kindness for when you think things are really bad, because the reality is we don't always know if someone's going through something. And I think it's important just every once in a while, just to show somebody that you care, just to do something nice for them. Like my coworkers and I sometimes will just bring each other Starbucks just out of the blue, just to brighten their morning. I have a friend named Emily who every once in a while, I'll just get a really nice letter from her in the mail, like a real letter, just checking up on me and saying nice things. And also just, you know, kind of updating me on her life. And it's just, she took the extra time to write a letter and to check in. And that is just really great.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the difference from being a proactive and a reactive friend.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, being reactive as far as like, I'm going to jump in when you're kind of down below. But yeah, you know, even when you're top mount or you're doing just fine, you know, it's always nice to have a friend that just pops in and buys a Starbucks. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
but to just be there and say, you know, hey, how are you doing? How's life? How's the family? You know, just showing some, just being very invested and being just very interested in your life. And just, they want to show a level of interest in your well-being.
Absolutely.
So with friends and family, kindness, again, it's not really a monetary value. It's just being there through the highs and lows, and, you know, knowing that friend or that family member is going to be there for you. So buying Starbucks, that's awesome. But, you know, getting a phone call just out of the blue to say, hey, you know, I hope everything's going well. You know, let's catch up sometime.
And also just one more thing on that. I think just being genuinely happy for someone when something in their life is going well, you know, celebrating with them if they get a promotion at work, if they get engaged, if, you know, if, I don't know, they had a great day at work, or if their child learned something new, genuinely being happy for them and reaching out and letting them know that you're happy for them and you're cheering for them is also part of being really kind.
Yeah. I mean, that's really amazing. So great advice. Thanks, Kristen. So let's go ahead and move on, and let's talk about your romantic relationships.
Oh my.
Yeah. Are you being kind to your Mr. or Mrs.? Let's talk about that. Kindness in a relationship. Now, I think honestly, like a lot of people, they think, yeah, you know, kindness, relationship, they go hand in hand. And, you know, sometimes I think there's some truth behind that, but I also feel that we could also be a little bit more kinder. Kristen and I, we were kind of talking about, you know, some ideas and some stories to add to this segment in the show. And she was talking about, say, for example, like if Kristen is cooking in the kitchen, you know, I could go in there and, you know, help with the salads, or trying to set the table, or, you know, going, helping out, showing a sense of kindness and, just being there with her to help her through the process rather than letting her being in the kitchen and doing her own thing and me just doing my own thing, I suppose. But
sitting on the couch in your underwear watching The Simpsons.
Okay, now to clarify to everybody, I don't really do that.
He doesn't watch The Simpsons.
I don't watch, well, I'm just saying, like, I like The Simpsons, but I don't think I'd be all cool with the idea of sitting there in my underwear watching The Simpsons. Maybe King of the Hill. Definitely in The Office. Because Kristen's on this binge on King of the Hill. So, I mean, it's a great show. You know, I love it. Grew up in it. So, just being more kinder to your significant other through helping out around the house and showing, you know, some interest.
And Byron is, he also, you know, does a great job of, you know, texting me throughout the day. How's your day going? You know, how are you doing? How did you sleep? How are your students today? And I think those little times when you take a moment to check in with your partner, they mean a lot.
They do. Like, I'm going to be honest, like, there's days when I'm at my job that I'm just like, oh my God, like, I just want to go home. Like, there's just so many things going on right now. And then I just get a text from Kristen and she says something, you are like, quote unquote, the best boyfriend. You're very handsome, very rugged, very sexy, you know, things that she always tells me. And, you know,
all the time, guys.
All the time. So, but you know, I'm just saying, like, it's an amazing feeling. Like, you're sitting there, you're just like slouched over. You just don't want to be there. And then you look down and you get a text message that says, hey, I love you. Chin's up.
Chin.
I mean, chin. Sorry. I'm looking down. Chin's. oh my goodness.
He's not talking double chins, guys.
Yeah. No. Absolutely not. But I mean, it is an amazing feeling, especially like your life partner, your person, and that your life partner is going to be there for you and is going to support you and love you and to show some sense of love and generosity towards you. I think it matters the most.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one laying in bed. What do you think you're doing? Don't hit that snooze button. When you hit that snooze button, you're giving your dreams or goals permission to wait. Having a strong morning routine sets the tone for your day. It better allows you to have control over your schedule rather than your schedule controlling you. As we start each day fresh, we can better focus on what is in front of us, how to prioritize your time, and ultimately increase your productivity. When you sign up for the Rise Up Morning Routine program, you'll discover 1. How to increase your productivity, 2. How to plan more effectively, 3. How to become more agile, and 4, learn how to unlock your mindset to make more money through your current career or through the business you're starting. Join my program by heading over to our website at www.coachwithbyron.com/coaching and sign up. I will then send you free information about this amazing, life-changing 21-day program. So what are you waiting for? Today is about over with, and it is 10 a.m. So go ahead, head over to your website, and sign up, and we'll see you in the morning.
And complimenting your significant other. If you know you like the shirt they're wearing, tell them. If you like the way their hair looks, tell them. Or in my case, when my hair looks awful, Byron doesn't tell me. And that's an act of kindness in itself.
Kristen, you know you have really beautiful hair.
Goodness. Well, thanks, baby.
those are just a few examples. And you guys, if you guys want to, I'd really appreciate it. Like, go ahead and send me a message on my Instagram page at Coach with Byron, and just send me messages as far as, you know, what ways have you shown an act of kindness you know, towards maybe a member of your family, or, you know, maybe a friend, or through your, you know, to your significant other. You know, I think a lot, again, this world that we're living in, where there's a lot of self-doubt and hate, and, you know, just little acts of kindness, I think is going to really help bounce things back.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah, that's our next segue here. And so I honestly think, like, it all starts with you. You know, like, you wake up, you look at yourself in the mirror, like, what are you telling yourself every day? And, you know, I mean, when I first started my self development journey, you know, I didn't know. And I really put a lot of practice in my positive affirmations. And, you know, every day, like, I look at myself in the mirror and, you know, I'm saying, like, hey, you're doing great. You're beautiful. You're progressing. I mean, this is, you are improving every single day. And, you know, just positive talk rather than having these small negative talks that we have throughout our day makes your day go by so much smoother. And I think it, you know, again, it helps build your relationship with yourself. And I think your relationship with yourself is something that we neglect a lot. You know, we're so focused on, you know, worrying about what Susie in accounting thinks of us, and what Brad thinks, and, you know, in marketing or whatever, you know, but we don't really look at the reflection that stares back at us in the mirror and have that talk and say, you know, what do you think? Are you really happy with who you are today, and accepting yourself and being like, you know what, you know, I accept this. I'm happy with who I am. I'm making small strides to improve myself. And I think a lot of us, like, you know, for a while, before I started on my self-improvement journey, we didn't know how to talk to ourselves and have those conversations with ourselves. And even sitting by yourself and you're having these, you know, thoughts, you know, can be really, it can be either a good thing or it could be something that could really break you down. So, you know, having these positive affirmations and having these positive talks with yourself really helps improves your, well, first, it improves your self-esteem towards yourself. It helps sets you up for success for the day. And then, you know, when we move past that, you know, your self-talk can actually really help yourself with your mental ability to really progress a lot of things that are going on in your day, and, you know, everything that's coming at you during your day.
I think another way to show gratitude towards yourself is to take a few moments each day to acknowledge the things you've done that are good and positive. Like, I used to, at night, I used to write down things that I had done or been part of that day that were good things.
Right.
As a way to show gratitude towards myself for the things I was doing. Because I'm not good at recognizing my good deeds at all.
Okay. You said you write them down?
I used to write them down every night. That was an exercise that I used to do.
Okay.
Because I had a life coach a few years back, great guy named Steve. And one thing that he talked to me about was, he was like, you know, you do not give yourself any credit. You're not very nice to yourself. And you got to change that. And so one activity he had me do every day was, he was like, I need you to write down at least a few things every day that you did throughout the day that you just had that are things you can give yourself a little pat on the back about.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually was an act of kindness I showed myself. And it really helped me, actually.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think it's such an amazing tool to use. You know, I really like the journal idea, because it gives you something to kind of reflect on at the end of your day. I know we've done a lot of journaling together, and it's really amazing, because, like, you have it in your mind, the things you've done, and, you know, the things you want to do, And, you know, when you actually see it out on paper, you can actually, like, you get it out of your mind and on paper, and you can actually visually see it. And then, you know, and in that sense, it gives you, you know, kind of like a sense of accomplishment.
It definitely did. And also, you know, when I first started the exercise, I did well to get two things down on the paper. Because I just did not see those things that I did. Like, I just didn't see them. But the more that I practiced it, I was getting like 8 to 10 things down on paper per night of things I had done during the day that were going to improve my life or someone else's life. So it was a really useful activity for showing kindness to yourself.
And again, you know, showing kindness to yourself, I think it's something that we should really be practicing every single day. It really is, because again, you know, it starts with you. Like, if you can't be kind to who you are to yourself, I mean, it's going to be virtually impossible to be kind to a stranger, to someone that you don't know. Myself, like, if I have an opportunity to open a door and, you know, to let someone go through, you know, I'll do that. You know, just whatever it might take to help someone out and show an act of kindness, I think that's amazing. To share a quick story here, it's actually a family story. Years and years ago, my great grandmother, she made a comment to my mom. And she said that, you know, when we depart and we go to heaven and you're standing there in front of God, you know, we're all wearing our crowns, the crowns of life. You know, this is kind of like a Boy Scout badge type of thing. And every good deed you do, you get a little jewel that's on that crown. So, I mean, are you going to be the one at the end of your life with multiple jewels on your crown, showing that you have been, you know, very kind to others and kind to yourself? Or are you going to go up there with a blank plate? You know, the actions and what you choose to do, I mean, it all stems down to yourself and how you perceive your life and how much you care for yourself and how much you love yourself. And then when that glass is full, then it spills over. But, you know, I mean, in today's society and way things have been going on, it's been very difficult to really, you know, love ourselves. And I know it's very challenging, it's very difficult, but, you know, I can't stress enough that it starts with you and your self-development.
So, absolutely. That's a great story. I like that connection.
So again, if you guys have any stories that you would love to share on our show, actually there is a special feature on our page, on our podcast page. You can actually send us a voice message, and you can leave us like a 3-minute voice message. And if you click on message, you just type in your information and it'll allow you to record like a 3-minute message, and then it gets sent to me. And then, you know, if we really like your story, we can then share it on our podcast. So the idea of what we want to do is we want to empower other people that are listening to this show. We want to motivate you. We want to inspire you. But yet we also want to share your guys' inspirational stories to help provide a light in the STEM world. You know, someone might be going through a struggle while you've just been through that struggle and you came out on the other end. So we definitely want to encourage you guys, if you guys do want to do that. Again, it's our anchor.fm/coachwithbyron. And there's a little message tab there. You can send us a voice message, and, you know, I'll reach out to you once I receive it and we can communicate from there. So
I would love to hear those messages.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear back from you guys. And, you know, we really appreciate you guys taking your time out of your week and, you know, tuning into our weekly show. So we really appreciate it. So again, let's go ahead and recap real quickly here. So kindness, your family and friends, you know, what little acts of kindness are you doing to help them out? Again, bringing an extra dish of food to your family get together, or maybe staying later to clean up, maybe with your friend, maybe bring him a coffee. If he's not a coffee drinker, you know, maybe just, you know,
Red Bull.
Red Bull. whatever. Yeah, Kristen is on
Blueberry Red Bull, guys. Blueberry Red Bull.
Kristen is on a Red Bull kick, and I honestly don't blame her because I'm kind of a Red Bull junkie myself. In your romantic relationships, what are you doing to go the extra mile for your partner? You're showing up every day, maybe surprising your partner when she comes home. Maybe the house is clean. Maybe.
Oh, snap.
Oh yeah. Maybe instead of cleaning the house, you know, maybe the house is already clean. Maybe you have dinner cooked or vice versa. Or maybe it's just a simple text message. Like if you got to go in super early and she goes in a little bit later and she wakes up to find a text message from you, you know, something along the lines of good morning, I love you. You know, I hope you have a wonderful day. And I, you know, that's one thing Kristen and I, we do. Our policy is whoever wakes up first has to send the initial text message. And we love it. Yeah, it's usually me because I'm usually up, you know, on the butt crack at dawn. But hey, when you're mastering morning routines, it's kind of in my league. But at the same time too, you know, I mean, going the extra mile, showing that you appreciate and love them and showing a kind of act. So, I mean, it goes a long way, guys. It really does. And then finally, kindness for yourself. Like what are you doing to reinvest back in yourself? What are you telling yourself? What kind of self-talks are you having? What kind of affirmations? Again, you know, I talk about this quite a bit, but in my bathroom downstairs, I have along my mirror, the frame of the mirror, I have positive affirmations. And, you know, again, when I'm down there, I'm washing my hands, I look up and I see all these affirmations. And, you know, if I'm having a great day, you know, it encourages me. When I'm having a crappy day, I'm looking up there, it also encourages me. You know, while I'm not having a great day, I can see that, you know, I am still talented. I am still beautiful. I am still skilled. I can achieve greatness if I just apply myself. So, you know, if that's something you want to do, you know, I highly recommend it. I have a buddy of mine. He actually just started doing this. He does a sticky note thing, but what he does is he actually puts the sticky note right on his steering wheel. Like he'll write a message at night. Like he'll write a message and stick it on the steering wheel. And then, you know, when he wakes up, he gets his stuff, you know, ready. He gets his coffee, gets, you know, his shirt, his work pants on. He goes out to his car. And, you know, that's like one of the first things he sees. So, I mean, if he wakes up on the right side of bed, you know, that's great. If he's having a bad day, well, you know, he's got something to remind him why he's such an amazing person. You know, and one other quick story before we conclude this episode. I have in my office above my desktop computer here, my iMac, I have pictures from my five-year-old, my son, Kenick. He drew in preschool. And I told him, I said, this wall here, this is your wall. And he was like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this is your wall. I said, whatever you want to do, you know, when you go to school, you color a picture, even if you do it, you know, here with, you know, with dad or, you know, with Kristen, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, you can draw a picture and I will post it up on my wall. And, you know, he thinks it's amazing. It's the most amazing thing in the world that he's got a quote unquote designated wall, but he doesn't know the real reason why I let him do it. Not for him, it's for me, you know. He inspires me doing what I'm doing now. So, I mean, isn't that such an amazing act of kindness? Where it's not so much him knowing, but him just doing. And, you know, subconsciously, through his act of kindness, it's inspired me to continue to do what I'm doing today.
Kids are so sweet.
You know, that's the thing, you know, being a father. A lot of my inspiration, you know, comes from my kids. I love them. They're, you know, they're amazing. Now it's not like every other parent. Yeah, my kids are amazing. You know, they're the best kids in the world. But, you know, darn it, when I say it, you know, I mean it. They do inspire me and they keep, you know, pushing me forward in the direction that, you know, God has intended me to go. And I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. And, you know, it's just, I felt that this episode was very important when Kristen and I, we talked about the different topics we were going to cover in this month's mini series of love. And when she's like, kindness, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be a great mini series. So there's just so much out there, you guys. And you know, the thing is, we get tunnel vision and we just go day after day without day. But you know, it's amazing when we step out of that tunnel and do small acts of kindness. It feels great on our end, but you don't know what other lives you are also impacting. I know one thing of like the whole pay it forward thing you see in drive-thrus. Being a manager at Burger King, I see it all the time too. People paying, you know, the car behind them or whatever. And you know, when they come up and you're like, hey, your order's taken care of, you know, their face, they're just so excited. I literally had a guy the other day, and I know I keep talking here, so you guys have to forgive me. ask Kristen. I'm a huge talker. So once you get me going, it's impossible to shut me up. So
all good things.
But this guy literally, I kid you not, broke down and got very emotional. He got very emotional because, you know, someone paid for his meal. And now, of course, you know, I mean, he didn't spill his life story with me, but I'm like, holy crap, like this guy in front of you, like, if only if he knew, like, how much of an impact you made on this random person. It's insane. So, I mean, could you imagine, like, if you did one random act of kindness every single day, rather if it is with yourself, rather if it is with your family or a friend or with your life partner, like, at the end of your life, when you're standing in front of God, you know, look at how bright your crown's going to be. How shiny it's going to be with all the jewels and everything that you've done to make an important and massive impact in this world. That would be just such an amazing feeling.
I would love for, if you do a random act of kindness this week, just send a message to the show. That would be awesome to hear about that. Even if you just wrote it on a card or whatever, we would love to hear about your acts of kindness this week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. You know, a lot of people, they're like, well, if I broadcast it, if I make it known, you know, then it's not really the same. But I think honestly, like when we share our stories of, you know, our acts of kindness and how we made an impact in other people's lives, again, go back, like I said earlier on the show, you know, that ripple effect, you know, this person's paying it forward. Yeah, I'm going to pay it forward. I held the door open at the grocery store to let someone in. Small act of kindness, but it still counts. You know, whatever it is.
You could even share something somebody did for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't want to share something you did, you could share something somebody did for you that was kind.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. So you guys know what to do. Again, you can do either two options. You can head over to my Instagram page at Coach with Byron, send me a direct message, or whatever you like to do. Or you can use our amazing new feature that I have implemented through Anchor. You can send us a voice message. You can share a story, rather if it is something that you did or a kindness gesture from someone else. You can send us a voice message and we'd love to play it here on the show next week. So, you know, whatever it looks like, we'd love to hear from you guys.
All right, friends, that is all the time we have on today's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. If this episode resonated with you in whatever platform you're on, go ahead and take a quick minute to interact with us. If you're on Apple Podcasts, be sure to press that subscribe button at the top and scroll all the way down, leave us a rating and review. Your ratings and reviews helps our podcast be seen organically by more people. Or if you're listening to us on Spotify, just simply press the follow button to continue your listenership with us. Then finally, if you're on Instagram, go ahead and take a picture of yourself listening to this episode and share it on your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag me at Coach with Byron. The only way we grow is when you guys share our content through grassroots marketing. And I'm going to leave you, like I do at the end of each and every episode, to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. We love you guys, and we deeply appreciate all of you, and we wish you all a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.